This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that, and almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com, and they're online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
Wake up smiling every morning, thinking about
the wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
First job I ever had, I was your age, fella. 16, 17. I worked for my neighbor here in a funeral parlor. That was a mistake. My job there, I had to pick up the people at the nursing home. The dead people. They hated me down there, the live ones. They hazed me every time I walked in that place. Jello hit me in the face. Bingo chips whizzing by my noggin. Some 9,000-year-old guy by the fish tank going, "Hey, look, it's the angel of death."
March 26th, 2025. That great weather. It looks like it's
on our way out.
It's on our way out.
Yesterday was too warm.
High of 69 today.
Yeah.
Oh man, that's unfortunate. Yesterday was stunning.
It was too hot.
It was
yesterday.
Pretty warm.
You are crazy.
No. Hot.
It was like 81.
I know, but it like made the house a little too warm, but not so warm that I like felt like I should turn on the air conditioner.
I was told to turn the air conditioner on yesterday.
So it was too hot.
So it was too hot.
Not for me. I would have been perfectly fine with it.
Well, we can't all have that Mediterranean skin.
Man, it was day two, just outside like a cat. Loved it. But anyway, I mean, 70's fine.
I agree.
That's the great compromise.
Right.
How's everybody doing?
Great.
Yeah, great. Katie's doing great. Kevin, how are you doing?
Doing good.
That's great. That's fantastic. Went to the Kings game last night and met so many listeners.
Oh, that's fun.
It was so great to see so many people there. And I was taking a picture with a guy. And when I was taking a picture, as soon as we were done, I kicked his beer over.
Gavin.
Accidentally kicked his beer over. His brand new, filled all the way up beer.
Why did he put it on the ground in the first place?
So that he could take a picture.
Yeah.
He was by himself?
He had a big... No, he was with his kids. He had a big... I mean, you shouldn't... Let me tell you something. I know what you're thinking. The amount of time... I'm not a great dad, but... The amount of times that I've asked my kids to hold my beer, literally hold my beer, I can count them on one hand. It's just not a good look.
Okay, I see. Okay, so yeah, you're right.
Yeah, and where we were sitting, I don't know why they did this at the Golden One Center, but the cup holders are too narrow. They're not deep enough for big beers.
Yeah.
Why would they make that mistake?
I don't know. And then as the lower you go, the smaller your seats get together.
Oh, I didn't even notice that.
It makes it hard when you're like trying to get by people.
Yeah.
If their drink is there.
Oh,
you have to
kind
of like maneuver around them and their drink.
You know, I should have noticed that considering that I brought my stepdad with me last night. It was his first Kings game he ever went to.
Oh, cute.
And we were sitting in these really great seats because, you know, the company has these seats. So I was lucky enough to get a pair. And they must be, like, in a section that they just sell to businesses. Because there was a really big group that also, I can't confirm or deny, but they felt like they were all coworkers.
Okay.
They all felt like they were like a business.
Okay.
Okay. And most of them could have given a damn about the game.
Okay.
They were just there to have a good time, which is fine. I don't care. Like, that's totally fine. But they kept getting up and leaving and then coming back. And every single time they did that, I had to stand up because I was right on the end of the row.
Oh.
And that part was just, so I should have noticed that, like, you know, where the seats are narrower and harder for people to get in and out and stuff like that. But yeah, so, but anyway, I think his name was John. John, I apologize
for
kicking
you. Did you go buy him another beer?
I did.
Okay.
I did go buy him another beer.
Okay.
Yeah. And he was really nice. When I came back with the beer, I was holding it up to him, like I was handing it to him, and he picked up what was left of his sad little beer and tried to cheers me.
Oh!
As if, like, just to rub salt in the wound, I would have gone back to that guy that I kicked his beer over and be like,
remember when you also had a full beer?
Right, yeah. Look, full beer.
Right.
To me.
Did the Kings win?
No.
Oh.
No. But it was exciting. They were down by over 20 at one point. Then they rallied. And at one point, they were only down by 5. So that was a very exciting period.
Sure.
And then they lost it. But, you know, well, whatever. My stepdad could have cared less. He was just super happy to be at a Kings game for the first time.
Oh, yeah. It's a great time.
Taking it in. We get this. We get access to this this area called
Sexy Lounge.
It's called the Backstage Lounge. It's a little tunnel area, and it has free drinks and free food. And when I brought him in there, you know, it was really funny because he's got a sweet tooth, and they when they bring the desserts out, it's right before halftime. And I lost him for a second. There's video footage if you want to see it. It's on at Gavin Wake Up Call on Instagram. But I come around, I see him, and I turn my phone on and start recording, and I walk toward him, and he's standing there by himself at the dessert bar, just sampling every single thing that he has. And then he looks at me and he just does that dad thing where he just starts, he's chewing and he's pointing at the desserts with the fork.
Oh,
like,
yes.
These right here, these.
So cute.
He's doing a little dance.
When I went to the Kings game, I had never been in that like backstage lounge thing.
It was my first time too.
And someone that is now a former boss here was there as well. And he's a guy that I had a precarious relationship with.
Yep.
And so I told him, you need to go get me a drink.
Oh, so bold.
Well, he was getting drinks.
Oh, for everybody?
For a couple people. And okay. I was like, you need to get me one too. I thought I was making him buy me a drink.
Mm.
And I was so annoyed to find out that, no, they're free.
Yeah, yeah. Well, but anyway, though, so Kings,
we love you.
It was good to see you.
Yeah.
It was good to see you.
Gavin's phone scams on the 10th.
So David hates being cut off. This is what I found out about him. And he works at a place where you make reservations. So I'm calling to make a reservation. And all I can do is keep cutting David off over and over and over again until he comes real close to losing it.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling. How can I help you?
Hi, who am I speaking with?
This is David.
Hey, David. My name is Raul, and I'd like to book a reservation, please.
Yeah, of course. What dates were you thinking?
So what is your availability look like for this weekend?
Okay, let me pull up my system here. Okay, so I'm taking a look
at do you do special occasions? Like, do you do special events?
Yes,
what was the last time you guys did like a special event?
Like
for just two people, like an engagement or just like a really nice dinner for a birthday or something like that.
We usually do get
what I want to do is a combination of both, actually, if you can believe that.
Okay, so are we still looking at?
It's a birthday, and I'm going to be proposing.
Okay, so we can,
and this is her third favorite winery in Napa. So it's gonna. I know you're not technically Napa, but I mean you're close enough. You know.
Right. Yes.
Well, I couldn't get a reservation for her favorite one.
Okay. We can definitely.
I couldn't get a reservation for her second favorite one either. So it's. I hope it's you guys.
Okay, that's totally fine, and I'm glad you were so kind to choose us. But we can definitely accommodate.
So, what availability do you guys have for this weekend?
Yes, as I was about to say, Saturday.
It doesn't have to be this weekend, but I would prefer it to be this weekend. Okay. Are you still there?
Saturday, we do have plenty of... Yes, hello, Raul?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Oh, there you are. Sorry, I thought I lost you for a second.
Okay. Yeah, so we do have...
This house that I'm in, it has like the worst cell reception sometimes.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I've had to go up, and so my backyard is a hill. I've had to stand at the top of my hill for phone calls at one point.
Of course. So back to
then
the
I switched to Verizon though, and it's okay.
Okay.
So what's your availability like for this weekend?
For Saturday, we are looking at probably later in the evening if you would be willing to come in for a dinner time reservation.
So I can't eat. It has to be dinner, and I can't eat later than 5:30 p.m.
Okay. So
I need something a little bit before that.
Okay.
It's a medication thing. It's not a big deal. It's just a medication thing.
Uh-huh.
So what's your availability for before 5? Like, if I could get 5, that'd be great.
Yes.
And I'm not an old person. I don't do, it's not, I don't want to eat that early voluntarily. What was that?
Yes, we can, we're more than happy to set you up with a earlier time slot.
Okay, so what's your availability like for earlier time slots for this weekend?
Okay, sir, well, I'm trying to answer your question.
Okay.
So if you could just give me a second to get a sentence out.
Go ahead.
We can
for this weekend. And you're still looking up the information for this weekend.
I am trying to give you the information for this weekend.
I appreciate that, because this is my girlfriend's third favorite winery.
I understand. If you could just let me give you the availability.
Yeah, go. Yeah, do it. Yeah.
Okay, so we do have some time for 4:30.
That's a little too early. That's 4:30 is a little too early.
Okay. We can do 5 o'clock then.
Yeah, but that's what I asked for. That's perfect. 5 o'clock. Now, is that for this weekend? Is that for Saturday?
Wonderful. Okay. We can do this Saturday. Hello?
There you are. Right? Okay. Yep. Hi. I have bad reception in my house.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. We have availability for this Saturday.
Okay.
At 5.
Oh, okay.
Would you like to book?
No, that's okay.
What?
Hold on a second. Can I tell you one more thing before I get going? None of this has been real. You're on a prank phone call.
I'm sorry.
My name is Gavin, and and your cousin sent me an email and asked me to prank phone call you.
Wow. I thought I was going to lose my job there for a hot second.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com. Married? Congrats. But is your married name better or worse than your old one? It's time for Married Name Upgrade Downgrade on the Wake Up Call.
And you call 916.
Go faster.
909. 1065 to play married name upgrade downgrade, because you will tell us your maiden name and your married name, and Katie and I, as two experts that take this very seriously.
Honestly, we just got a certificate online, like when you get ordained.
We'll tell you which one it is, upgrade or downgrade. Let's start with Sienna. She's been on hold for a while. Good morning, Sienna.
Good morning.
Tell us your maiden name.
It's Alford, like a Ford car.
Alford. Alford.
Sienna Alford.
Oh, I don't like it.
Alford.
Alford makes me feel like I'm tripping verbally. Like I stumbled.
Yeah.
You know, Sienna Alford. Oof. Ugh. And what is your married name?
Campbell, like Campbell's chicken soup.
Sienna Campbell. I mean,
actually, no, it works. You know what? She sounds like a pop star.
Yes.
Now, granted, and I'm sorry to say, one hit wonder, but you had your time to shine.
Yeah.
You got to open for Backstreet Boys when they continue to just tour no matter how old they are.
Right. Like, Sienna Campbell started on Disney Channel on a show called My Finished Basement. Or something like that, or My Magic Basement. Then she had a hit song that was just like, I love my boyfriend.
Yeah.
And then that didn't go anywhere, so then you got unnecessarily sexy.
Yes,
and
yeah.
Now Sienna Campbell has a very successful OnlyFans. So that's an upgrade.
So upgrade.
Congratulations. Let's talk to McKenna. Good morning, McKenna.
Good morning.
What is your maiden name?
James.
McKenna. Ooh, James.
Okay.
That's a porn star.
Porny.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry to tell you. Very porny. And then if you want to make it even more pornographic, you just change it to Kenna James.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Sorry.
Who saved your soul? What's your married name?
Huckleback.
Huckleback?
Okay, again, porny, but gay porn.
No. I disagree. You know what huckleback sounds like? It sounds like a football term that most people don't know about. Well, they're in a huckleback defense, so we'll see how this turns out.
Okay, here's
upgrade.
The thing.
I think that's an upgrade.
You're kidding.
McKenna Huckleback is a fun name.
It is fun, but you would never take a Huckleback seriously.
I would never take a McKenna James seriously
either.
Okay,
but if you were just Attorney James...
Right.
Mrs. James, attorney at law.
Yeah.
You'd be like, okay, now go, here's my attorney, Ms. Huckleback.
I kind of like it still.
It seems like she's got a thing in her mouth. What am I thinking of?
I don't know.
Like just a piece of straw.
Oh, you think it sounds hicky?
Yeah.
All right, Kevin, we need you to break the tie here.
I think it is an upgrade.
There we go.
That's shocking.
McKenna, okay. Congratulations on that. Ba-da-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. What's next? Alex. Let's talk to Alex. Good morning, Alex.
Hi.
All right. Tell us your maiden name, Alex.
Ordana, but it's pronounced Ordonia, but it's Ordana.
Is there like a tilde over the N?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Okay, we're going to say it the way it's supposed to be pronounced.
Ordonia.
Ordonia?
Yes.
Alex Ordonia. And I like that there's like a phonetic symbol in it too. Ordonia. I always wanted one of those. Yes, not a tilde.
You can add whatever you want.
No.
Sure.
I can't do that. What if I just added one of those like little like dashes above the A in my name?
Yeah.
People don't know what that means.
So do it.
A tilde over the N.
Adorable.
Gavinia.
Okay, what's your married name?
Escamilla.
Ooh. This is beautiful.
Alexa Escamilla.
Ooh.
That's...
Ay, ay, ay. Spicy.
Yeah, that is a telenovela star.
Yeah, Alex Escamilla. Ooh, wow. And you know what the thing about you is? Your lips, all natural.
But plump.
Oh, so full.
Mm-hmm.
So full. And has, like, inexcusably long eyelashes. Mm-hmm. And she goes, oh, I got it from my grandfather.
Yes, I love that. Me.
Alex Escamilla. Well, it's not real, but yeah.
How dare you? Tell me all this isn't real.
That girl was married to Tom Cruise and lived to tell the tale.
It was right before Penelope Cruz.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
He definitely went through a type.
Yeah. Well, okay. Upgrade. Upgrade.
Congratulations on that.
I love it.
Thank you so much for calling. Sally, we don't have time to get to everybody else, but call next week.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Yeah, Jonas Brothers coming to the Golden One Center on September 26th. Tickets are on sale now, but we've got tickets for free right here on The Wake Up Call. And we've been playing this game all week long. Honestly, we might only have... This might be the last day of it.
Okay.
I'm not sure. Maybe we can come up with a few more, but we're scraping the bottom of the barrel, guys. Okay. We're playing the game Know the Bro. And we give you a celebrity, and then we give you 10 seconds to name that celebrity's famous brother. Why? Because the Jonas Brothers. They're all brothers. Real life. It's been verified. Victoria, are you there?
I'm here. Good morning.
Good morning. You're caller 17. Congratulations. Are you a big Jonas Brothers fan?
I am a fan. My best friend is a huge fan. So. Oh,
are you doing this for your best friend?
I mean, I'll go with her, but
I see. Okay. All right. Let's get right down to it. I'm going to give you a celebrity. Tell me their famous brother, okay?
Okay.
All right. Let's start with what I think is maybe not. Kieran Culkin.
That one's easy.
Macaulay Culkin.
That's right. Yes, very good. All right. Macaulay Culkin.
I think it'd be harder to do it the other way around.
Macaulay?
No, yeah, if you did him first and said who is his brother.
Oh, really? Probably. Even though he just won an Oscar? I guess maybe you're right. Yeah.
Did he win an Oscar?
Kieran Culkin?
Oh, he won an Oscar.
You just watched the movie. What happens in your day?
Right.
You came in the next day raving about the movie. Then she took that memory and crumbled it up and just threw it away. Oh, man. Okay, next one on here. All right, I'll take your note, and I'll go with the more famous brother. You ready, Victoria?
Yeah, I'm ready.
James Franco.
Oh.
Oh my gosh, what a save.
Wow, Dave! Good job. I could not.
Very good.
I could not think of that.
Why? Dave? He's the cuter brother.
He's definitely the cuter brother, yeah. But I could not think of his name.
He's definitely the less Weinstein-y-ber brother.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
All right, listen. If Seth Rogen could stop being friends with him, then so can
we.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Next one. Travis Kelce.
Jason.
Wow!
You are so good at that.
Jason Kelce is the right answer. Holy cow. You know what? And with that, you know, you've got yourself some tickets.
Wow.
Congrats. You went 3 for 3 on that one. You know what? And by you doing that, you cleared a way for us to play this for one more day.
Good job. You're helping everybody.
We have enough left over for tomorrow. Well, Victoria, that was very impressive.
Thank you.
Wow. All right. So you got a pair of tickets to go see the Jonas Brothers for September 26th at the Golden One Center. Stay on hold. We got to get your information, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
By the way, what is your best friend's name? Give her a shout out.
Hope.
I love that.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
Right, and that's where Katie bought all the furniture in her home. It's time to play. Are you smarter than Katie? Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-da-da. $340. That is the jackpot today. Wowie. Well, Nina, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Calling from Rockland. It's the Battle of Rockland today. Katie versus Nina. Do you live near, where do you live near in Rockland?
I live by Fair College.
Other side.
That's the other side of Rockland from Katie. Okay. All right. Okay.
All right, bye.
Katie's leaving the studio. I got 5 questions here dealing with news and pop culture. Let's see how you do versus her. If you win, you get the jackpot. If not, we add $20 for tomorrow. Here we go. Question 1. Pedro Pascal, America's Daddy, has been hanging out with Jennifer Aniston a ton. So much so that they are rumored to be dating. Sadly, they are not. Pedro Pascal confirmed that they're just good friends. Which one of the two of them is older?
Jennifer Aniston.
Question two, the Final Destination film franchise made us nervous when we were younger, and it is back. The trailer for Final Destination Bloodlines dropped yesterday. You can see it by texting the word final, F-I-N-A-L, to 916-909-1065. Each of those movies starts with a disaster that didn't happen yet. What was the disaster in the first one?
The tsunami.
Question three, Ben Affleck was being interviewed and was asked if his kids enjoy any of his movies. He said they haven't seen many of them, and he tried to show them his Batman movies, but they scared them too much, so they didn't finish the movie. He was part Batman, was part of the Justice League in those films. Name three of the other five members.
I'm not gonna get it.
All righty. Question four. Malcolm in the Middle is getting a reboot as a limited series, and they're running into a problem. Not all the brothers want to come back for it. The guy who played Dewey says that he has no interest in returning, so he will be recast. Frankie Muniz, who played Malcolm, he doesn't act anymore either. But he is coming back. What does Frankie Muniz do now? Does he paint? Does he race cars? Or does he own restaurants?
He owns restaurants.
And question five. Cardi B went on social media to show us what her daughter did. She drew a heart with a crayon on her Hermes bag. Am I saying that right, Kevin? Hermes bag. The bag is valued at $60,000. So if she bought another one and it was on sale for 20% off, how much is it?
Can we repeat the question?
Sure. If she buys a $60,000 handbag that's 20% off, how much is it?
$54,000.
All righty. Kevin, please go get Katie. And Nina, where are we off to today?
Work.
Work. And what do we do?
I work for the state.
Oh, you work for the state. And what department?
EDD.
ED?
EDD.
EDD.
So like unemployment.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay.
I thought we had like an erectile dysfunction department for a second. All right. Nina, I'm going to put you on hold. Here we go, Katie. You ready?
Yeah.
Pedro Pascal and Jennifer Aniston have been hanging out so much so that everybody's like, they are a couple.
That would be great.
It would be great. I would love that.
Me too.
Well, it's not happening.
Oh.
Pedro Pascal did, he was asked about it and he said, nope, we're just really good friends.
Okay.
But make it happen, guys. Which one of the two of them is older?
Probably Jen.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's older. She's almost 10 years older than him. Question two. Did you watch the Final Destination movies when you were younger?
Probably.
They'd make you too nervous.
Yeah.
Well, they are back. The new one is coming out. It's called Bloodlines, Final Destination Bloodlines, and the trailer came out. You can see it by texting FINAL to 909-1065. It shows what one of the big disasters, I think, are going to be, and it's a barbecue, like a backyard barbecue. And you watch the trailer like, the whole time. In the original movie, what was the disaster that hadn't happened yet at the beginning of the film?
Somebody got like two. Impaled through something.
No. There's an airplane crash.
Oh, God.
A really epic airplane crash. Question three, Ben Affleck was being interviewed and he was asked if his kids enjoy his movies. He's like, my kids haven't seen many of my movies, but I did try to show them my Batman movies and they were too scary for my kids and we had to shut it off. In those movies.
That is the least scary Batman.
Michael Keaton's the least scary Batman.
No way.
Well, Adam West did the old show. Oh, I mean, that's right. Like a okay. cartoon show, practically. He was part of the Justice League in those movies.
Okay.
Name just three of the other five members of the Justice League.
Superman. Wonder Woman.
3 seconds.
And...
Three, two... One?
I don't know.
Not my favorite superhero.
The Flash?
Oh, the...
You're Kevin, the worst best friend ever.
Also, I gotta tell you, I forget that the Flash exists.
We all... Wow. We also have Aquaman, and we also have Cyborg.
The Justice League sounds janky.
It's not the Avengers.
Right.
They're better than the Avengers, so you guys better take that back.
They have bad PR.
They also have a character that never made it into a movie named Martian Manhunter.
Okay, it's because he's an alien.
I'm not making that up. Question four. Malcolm the Middle is getting a reboot as a limited series on Disney Plus. They have a little bit of a problem.
Okay.
Not all the brothers want to come back for it.
Really?
Dewey does not want to come back.
What is Dewey doing these days?
Not acting. I'll tell you that. He's doing something else. You know who else isn't acting anymore, but he is coming back? Is Frankie Muniz.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
What does Frankie do now?
He races cars.
Wow. Doesn't even need the multiple choice. Yes, he is a race car driver. And question five, Cardi B went on social media to show what her daughter did. She drew a heart with crayon on her Hermes bag.
Oh my God.
The bag was valued at $60,000.
Jesus.
So if she bought another one and got it for 20% off, how much is that? Why would anybody buy a bag for $60,000, Kevin?
Because it's a name.
I'm
going to
say 40,000.
Oh, so close,
42,000.
No, 48,000. Oh. Listen, you're starting to get the concept
I'm getting the concept.
Yeah, $48,000. Why would somebody buy a $60,000 handbag?
Because you have nothing else. You have so much money, you don't know what to do with that.
There's always...
You know what's crazier? Why would a $60,000 handbag exist?
I guess. Like, listen, if you've got that much FU money, spend it on charities.
Well, she might do that, too.
Not that $60,000 she didn't.
Well, that's true.
All right. Nina, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. Final score. You got one and Katie got two. Katie wins.
Oh, my God.
Were these questions hard, Kevin?
I didn't think so.
All right.
They weren't in my wheelhouse.
We're going to add $20 to the jackpot tomorrow. Nina, what is it that you want to tell us?
Today, I'm not smarter than Katie.
No, not today. Not today. But thank you so much for listening.
106.5, the end.
It's the Wake Up Call.
Now we have to do Fun Delivered, round one. This is the lowest we've ever gotten on Fun Delivered, guys. There are six packages left. Just six.
Okay.
And there is another box coming.
Yeah.
And that box has even more stuff than we usually get. I don't know if we're allowed to talk about it yet, but we've got something very big, Fun Delivered related coming up before summertime. That's all I'm going to say right now. And it's going to be a lot of fun. But, listen, we still don't know what's in any of these six packages. It's still fun and delivered.
And, well, what's funny is the ones that we have left, we have deemed as the worst ones. Because
mm-hmm.
we choose them based on what we feel will be the best ones. And then it gets whittled down
yeah.
to, like, the last few. We have no idea what's in these.
Nope.
So the idea that we think these are the ones that we, like, didn't want to choose is so stupid.
And they're all different sizes, too.
Okay, am I going to go first?
You can go first.
Okay. Oh, you always go first.
They kind of form...
I go first on purpose so I get my best pick.
Oh, okay.
At least she's honest about it. They kind of form like a little pyramid because there's fairly big all the way up to teeny tiny.
Okay. I'm going to go with clothes.
All right, you always go with fabric. Okay. Katie has been... Oh, she's
no,
going back.
No, you can't turn back. You already left. That's not fair. I didn't...
No, say- she's... All right, she's okay. still picked. She didn't return.
I was
return
about to say.
Wow, Kevin was about to get all over you.
No, literally.
Kevin, go ahead and hit that teeny tiny okay. pile of Fun Delivered.
Okay.
So you picked fabric. Describe yeah. how big it is.
It's about the size of a manila envelope.
And what do we think is in it?
Well, I don't know, a shirt or something.
It feels like a shirt?
Yeah, I feel like it's not going to be super exciting. And I can't tell you why I think that. It's just my gut.
Now,
Kevin got the one I almost went back and took. So if that is better, I'm going to
be pissed.
It's
the brightest one out of the...
It is bright green.
Yeah, lime green. It feels fabric-y. I'm going to guess it's underwear.
Really?
Because it feels soft, but then at the top, it has a seam.
Oh, from what I feel.
Does it feel like wire?
See, that
no
bag...
No wire.
That
like
bag
a thick
looks
elastic.
Like it came from like Etsy, though.
Oh. Hold it up again. Let me see the bag. I don't get enough stuff from Etsy. I don't know. Maybe it does. All right. Yeah.
I feel like people that have like small online businesses, they tend to use packaging that's like really bright and colorful. I don't know why I think that, but
I love it. A lot of companies should do bright and colorful.
That is true. It does make you feel a certain kind of way.
Okay. I don't know why he's taking so long. There's only four left.
Oh, wow. Kevin.
Well, they all feel very interesting. I think I know. I'm like 90% sure. I know what's in the black one that I didn't take.
I think I do too.
What is it?
I think it's a picture frame.
Oh, no. I thought it felt like a little clutch bag. It feels like it has like a little strap. But anyway.
I did not feel
well,
that.
Well, nobody picked that one. I actually picked this little envelope, and inside is some sort of tube. This is probably
going to be another... Like,
car part.
Oh, I was thinking like off-brand like lotion
that
for your face.
Funny.
I can't squeeze it. It's not soft.
Okay,
it's pretty hard and it's bubble wrapped. So, all right.
Maybe
listen.
It's a metal straw.
The last time, there's part of me that doesn't want a new box of fun delivered until we open those three things and then we get the new box. Like we have to finish our plate before we get dessert.
Okay.
But anyway, for right now, though, we've got these packages. We're going to play a quick song, and then we're going to come back and open them with part two of Fun Delivered, the most fun you'll have opening the mail.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake-up call.
All right, it's time for part two of Fun Delivered on the wake-up call. These are undelivered, unopened packages. They never made it to their final destinations. They ended up here in the studio, and we don't know what's inside. The company Fun Delivered doesn't even know what's inside. And we're about to find out what's inside the three packages that we picked. Like we said, there's practically nothing left. We're scraping the bottom of the barrel, and that's fine because it's still a package.
Still got something.
So we're going to go around. We're going to open these. We're going to see what we got.
Okay.
Katie went first.
It is... Okay, so the packaging, it's a plastic bag that has, I believe, a shirt in it. The plastic bag says... The boys.
Oh.
And there's an X in the O.
Okay.
So it's a size 4XL.
Oh my God.
You're going to be swimming in that.
What does it say? Kevin, I can't read that.
I can't read that.
And then I
think it's a Jesus thing.
Oh, no, that's definitely
not a Jesus thing.
That is a lot.
I think it says, boy, I don't know. It looks like something that would be happily worn at Aftershock.
Is that a lowrider thing? Turn it around again. Can we see the back?
There's like skulls. There's snakes. There's a pit bull.
You got to text FUN, F-U-N, to 916-909-1065. To see...
It's actually quite disturbing.
That's edgy. This is the most aggressive thing I think we've ever gotten.
Yeah, I mean, the back of this shirt is...
And there's tacos with a finger in it.
Yeah, there's a taco with a finger and an eyeball. There's a mean dog. I mean, I'll wear that.
No, you won't. First of all, you can't wear a 4XL.
You're
going to
be swimming in that.
Oh, but what if I want a nightdress? Okay. It's Fun Delivered on the wake-up call.
Mine was a green package that felt like underwear, but we'll see.
Oh, it's a shirt. Oh.
You got a shirt, too?
I got a shirt, too. It's an American flag.
Let me see. Open.
I'm trying to open it, but there's no seam to open it.
There you go.
Ooh, it's very... Oh, it's a V-neck.
What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with the V-neck?
45-47, I don't get
that. That's a Trump shirt!
Is it really?
Yeah! So it says it's a big V-neck gray, like heather gray t-shirt. long sleeved, and it says 45-47 with a American flag on the bottom. And then there's American flags on the sleeves.
These American flags look embroidered, but they're printed on.
Toss it over here.
You can have it. Ugh.
I don't want it.
I don't want it. I'm pissed. Can I repick mine?
No. Sorry. That's how it...
It is probably from Etsy.
Oh, printing, somebody printed it.
They printed embroidered patches on it when it's not even embroidered.
That is the ghettoest thing I've ever seen.
Right.
Like Kevin's right. So if you were to wear this shirt, it looks three-dimensional like you're wearing a patch.
Yeah.
But it's not.
It's just printed on with a Cricut.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. That's great.
Thought it was the year.
Made in China.
You thought it was the year.
All right.
The year 4547.
It's from the future, right. Guys. Good news. They're still in America. All right. You can text the word FUN, F-U-N, to 916-909-1065. I'm opening mine now. Oh, Katie.
What?
Why? There's a green sack inside, and it says VIP Crystal Club.
Okay. I wonder what crystals you got.
Hold. Oh, my God, Katie.
Is it a quartz?
Look at that.
Wow.
That one's pretty. Can I have that one?
It is a crystal that has been shaped into an obelisk, like kind of like the Washington Monument.
Yeah.
And...
Wow.
I can already.
Which kind of crystal is it?
What kind?
What crystal? It comes with a card.
Red jasper.
Jasper, what does it bring?
Oh, heaven.
Oh, my God. It's a grounding stone. Okay.
Okay.
So you're supposed to engage it with everyone as part of the quartz family.
Okay.
Okay.
Keep telling me about it.
This is exciting. It's a grounding stone to engage with the world around you, eliminating all distractions and procrastinations to help you achieve your dreams and goals. That's so cute.
The red jasper has a heart-centered energy, helping it bring one closer to their source.
Is that just they just gave you one stone?
Yeah, it's just one stone. So,
guys, should we be worried for the person that bought this and didn't get it?
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, my God, they're floating. Oh, they can't be grounded at all.
No anchor on them.
God. Oh, no.
All right, well, our apologies to Ariel, but she never got her crystal.
Yeah, Ariel would have a crystal.
Yeah. She does.
All right, well, there you go. Fun delivered. Text FUN, F-U-N, to 916-909-1065.
1065, the end. It's the wake-up call.
So we're always on the lookout for the latest and greatest in diet technology and diet methods. There's a new one that's going around. And this one is actually from a real nutritionist. The problem with it is it's called Eat Like a Baby. And first of all, what a humiliating title. Whatever happened to the caveman diet and paleo? How'd you lose all that weight, Gavin? I eat like a baby.
Like a little baby boy?
Now, when you break it down, because I'll tell you the quote-unquote secret to eating like a baby, which is not a secret at all. In fact, if I were to ask you, hey, how can people lose weight?
I would say mash up your food. Is that it?
No.
Oh.
It's all three of these things you eventually would get.
Okay.
One, eat every 2 to 4 hours.
Oh, okay.
Okay, they obviously have to be smaller meals. You can't just eat whatever you want. Normal healthy eating habits still apply. Go heavy on fruits, veggies, and whole grains. Okay. Two, take your time. Eating slowly gives your brain time to register the fact that you're feeling full. So go slow. Chew every bite. Babies usually feed for 30 minutes.
Oh.
And the third one is avoid mindless munching. Babies don't do it.
Oh, sure. They can't reach.
Because they can't. Yeah. For adults, it takes willpower. But just pay closer attention to why you're eating. Are you actually hungry? Am I bored? That kind of a thing.
Okay. If I'm going to do this, I want to apply it to every part of my life. And I want to do just live like a baby. And that means that I just sit there until I am hungry or want to be held.
Yep.
Okay.
Right.
And just put something on in front of me.
Well, screen time. You got to cut screen time down for a baby.
Well, pretend
you're not going to like that.
Pretend you're a bad parent.
So now we're going to add some asterisks to
it. Well, okay. Not every parent abides by those rules.
I'm going to do a lot of make-believe play.
Okay, yeah.
I'm going to teach you your numbers and letters.
I mean, don't make me feel stupid.
I'll read a book to you.
Oh, I would like that. Yeah. And then, like, I'm not going to walk anywhere.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, you'll have to carry me.
I mean, who hasn't looked at a baby in a stroller at an amusement park and gone, God, I wish.
See, the only problem is for us, it'd be a wheelchair.
Well, yeah.
If you think about it, a stroller is a baby wheelchair.
Why don't we just call wheelchair strollers? It sounds so much better.
Does it?
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to tell you a story.
Okay.
My cousin had a terrible gymnastics accident.
Yeah.
And now he has to use a stroller. Feels so much better, doesn't it?
No. No.
Okay. All right. Well, I take that back.
That sounds like nothing works.
So this started like everything starts now on TikTok. Could you imagine being somebody like me that just reads a headline and never dives into the guts of it and then just goes, yeah, you look like a baby? I could do that.
And I just see you with a jar of Gerber.
Yeah.
Just like, what are you doing? You're like, it's turkey.
Yeah. Be like, it's the latest, you probably didn't see.
Right.
It's the latest dietary trend and it works. Like, it's called eat like a baby. So I went out and I got myself some of these spoons, these teeny tiny spoons. They're shaped like crayons. Okay. That's all part of it. It's all part of it. And you have to blend all of your food until it is just a liquidy pulp.
And I just see you over there just sucking on one of those biter biscuits that sort of turn to paste as they eat them.
Yeah. And what are those? What is that snack? Oh, it's my finger food. I don't know. It's these are Star Puffs.
Yeah, it's really good for my hand-eye coordination, actually.
These are carrot puffs.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what that... strawberries. Strawberry puffs.
Hey, can you pass me my applesauce in a pouch?
And then every once in a while, I have to just go...
Did you get to?
And then you have to, oh yeah, it scared the hell out of me.
Really? Mine didn't.
When we moved on from like pure liquid food to like slightly solid food, and especially with our first, because we were stupid and we were like, we're going to make our own baby food.
Yeah.
We were those idiots and I thought we'd be able to pull it off, but none of those things actually blend anything down all the way. So eventually my son would like get a little bit of a chunk of carrot and he'd just go,
that'll do it.
So there you go. Eat like a baby. It's going to save your life.
Right.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake up call.
So, Kim Kardashian has officially reached her breaking point with Kanye West, and it is all because of Jay-Z.
What?
Yeah. So, I don't know what prompted this, but Kanye took to Twitter and X'd, I don't even know what they're called anymore, tweeted out that Beyonce and Jay-Z's twins are mentally handicapped, except he used the R word. Okay? And for Kim Kardashian, that's it. Kanye has been on a tear lately, even worse than normal for Kanye. So Super Bowl, he ran ads in certain cities, getting people to buy shirts with swastikas on it.
Yeah.
Then he wore the swastika shirts out in public. There's also been this story, too.
I have the actual tweet here. Wait, has anybody seen Jay-Z and Beyonce's youngest kids? They are R word. No, like literally. And this is why artificial insemination is such a blessing. Having R word children is a choice.
Jesus. Oh my God.
Right. Like it, like what I,
that's
it's
so
like,
much worse than I thought.
So much worse than how we said it.
So sources say that Kim is appalled and has decided to cease all communication with her ex-husband, Kanye West. This comes at the same time. And here's the rest of what he's been up to. that it's being reported that Kim decided not to let their daughter, Northwest, who's only 11 years old, visit her dad after learning that the anti-feminist influencer, Andrew Tate, who is currently charged with rape and human trafficking, would also be at Kanye's house. Last week, Kim also tried to stop Kanye West from releasing a song that features North along with accused sex trafficker Diddy. Like, it's like he's trying to do all the... Well, and we've said that in the past.
That like, he is, like, trying to be as provocative as he possibly can. See, I don't think it's that anymore.
You don't?
I think he's just a bad person. And I think he likes it. I think he, like in some sort of comic book series, like the good guy became the villain and realized that was the role he wanted to play.
Right, yeah.
The fact that Kim hasn't gotten some sort of emergency protection order against all of her kids from this man, I don't get it.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, it is kind of interesting that, like, you know, we look at Kim Kardashian and she's got all this money and all this fame, and then you hear stories like this and then you feel bad for her.
Oh, I do feel bad for her.
That, like, that she got involved with somebody. I mean, it makes her actually a more relatable probably than ever in her life or career publicly, that, like, sometimes you get yourself in a situation with a person that we all kind of knew Kanye was a little off center.
No, he went somewhere else.
Yeah.
One of the reasons I feel bad for her is, you know who doesn't think he's a bad guy? His kids.
Yeah.
And so I'm sure they want to be around their dad. Now, they're going to figure it out.
Yeah.
But also, like, I mean... as gross as it is, I have been liking Keeping Up with the Kardashians now that it's on Hulu, because it's a lot less like, we're going to pull a prank. Now it's literally just kind of following them around, and I love it.
It used to be a prank show?
Not a prank show, but they'd be like, we're going to convince Chris that she blacked out last night. And it's like, what? It's all so stupid and staged. But now it's really just following them around. Which
well,
is like,
after 13 seasons, their lives got interesting enough that they didn't have to
maybe
release tarantulas.
Right. But one of the things that is so clear is that Kim Kardashian loves being a mom.
Well, that makes me feel good.
Yeah. I'm sure she hasn't stopped them from seeing Kanye in what seems to be the little that he does because they love their dad, but it's too far.
Do we think Kanye is what do we think his financial situation has got to be
sure
at this point?
I'm sure he's so fine.
You think?
I think so. You know why I wouldn't let my kids go over to his house? The way he is with that wife.
Oh, yeah. Well, aren't they divorced?
No.
They're not?
No.
Ay. All right. Well.
He just made her take her clothes off, remember?
But I thought I saw headlines saying that they were getting divorced. And, I don't know.
I always just seem to see her in bondage.
Somebody texted in, listener Matthew said that you can trace Kanye's decline all the way back to his mom dying.
Oh.
And he said that it seems like he gets worse every year after that. So, and if that's the case, there is a part of me also that feels bad for Kanye too, you know? But anyway,
then you have to go get yourself the help.
Gotta get yourself the help. So anyway,
Kanye, betterhelp.com.
Yeah, please. It's very convenient.
Yeah,
you can do it from anywhere.
Get
10%
off.
Get 10% off.
You need it.
That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
That was it. Was it good for you?
Music free, limited commercials. That's wake up call concentrate, as they say on betterhelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by betterhelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it in.
Online therapy. Try it because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.